This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Another check-in with what's going on in Salem. State Representative Court Boyce representing parts of Douglas County and much of the South Coast as well. Court, good morning.
Well, good morning, Kyle. Thank you for having me on.
So talk about what are some of the hot moving items in Salem you want to let folks know about.
Well, anything we do to continue working towards returning Oregon to normal, affordability, chronic homelessness, educating our kids, those are maybe two or top three issues. Always preventing catastrophic fires, the public awareness there, and anything we can do to push back on that.
Now, do you see anything in terms of looking towards the upcoming fire season that's going on either at the legislative level or with the Oregon Department of Forestry?
You know, I'm actually asking the governor again, I asked early December to declare a fire emergency for 2025, not to overstate it, of course, Kyle, but we're about 40 days away, likely from fire season. We've had early rain. I'm somewhat anticipating good weather this spring, and so we just need to be on our toes. We need to let the public know. We need to properly fund our firefighters and just prepare, work with the federal government, certainly the Forest Service, BLM, and Oregon Department of Forestry.
And have you heard back from the governor's office at all on that topic?
Well, the first time, I've just resubmitted it, but the first time they took a pass. But, you know, I think overall they've been working to prepare. But I want the national attention. I think that's in our best interest to get Oregon ready. And so I expect an answer back anytime on the second request.
And is this kind of heightened by what we saw recently in California?
Well, you know, my December 6th letter, of course, was before what happened in California, but that is certainly to our advantage and our responsibility to prepare. And we just need to get them on board. We need to get the entire state on board. So, yes, California is a factor, and we don't want that to happen in Oregon. You might recall in the Archie Creek fire, we lost 110 homes in the Glide area, and it's just we just can't allow that.
And tied to that from a different angle, of course, is the topic of wildfire mapping. What's the latest on where all that stands?
Next question. No, I think we've got some really good things happening there, and I think we will prevail. We've got a couple, we're really working with the Property Owners Association. They've done a super job for us in what we can accept as rural legislators and how to protect our citizens who don't live in the incorporated areas. So very optimistic on that. We should have an answer hopefully within about 10 days. I do encourage people, Kyle, to go ahead and file the appeal, at least get in the queue and, just kind of do their homework there. It's a one-page application, and we're going to have some success there. Very confident.
Now, a totally different side of things. Transportation package. A lot of things being discussed there. I suppose probably in the early stages of that, and looking like some potential funding issues for the Oregon Department of Transportation.
Yeah, the conservatives in both the House and Senate, they want more accountability. When we're in the minority, we just can't get enough oversight. We can't get enough in relation to, hey, where did these funds go? Why are we in this position? Are you controlling costs? Are you running it like a business? Are you supporting rural as well as urban Oregon? And so those are all big ones, but yeah, that and the fire funding, Kyle, is going to be our two biggest issues, no question about it. This has turned from a policy full session 6 months to really a focus on the budget, and should be, and just prioritizing our spending. My goodness, the waste, the unaccountability is just amazing. And we often hear, well, if it didn't work 2 years ago, maybe we didn't spend enough money. And so, well, we stiff arm that with everything we've got and just hold those departments accountable.
With everything going very quickly on the federal level, and of course, many state, especially bigger infrastructure projects dependent on federal funding, are you concerned that some of that may dry up and leave the state to foot a larger bill?
Well, short-term pain for long-term gain. You know, certainly we're fighting for our district, our counties, our cities, the people. You know, if Oregon, again, Kyle, in my view, my strong opinion, if we prioritize our spending, the federal government funding will come easier because they'll see that we are controlling waste. We are controlling, you know, improper spending and making it submitting it equally around the state. So we got our fingers crossed. I don't see a big doom and gloom against. Certainly we have to battle for. We don't want our firefighters defunded. We don't want our police defunded. We have our priorities.
And one of the other big factors, certainly a large one in the state budget, is education. I haven't heard much about that one so far in the legislative session.
Well, it's there again. When the funding get when the enrollment of our students goes down and the request for additional money goes up, you know, it's just backwards of what a good business and good sound principles there would require. So we're you know, Oregon is one of the poorest performing states for student achievements in the entire country. And that has to be changed, and that starts with the governor working our way down. And it's going to take a different philosophy and a different attitude.
Talk about some of the committee work that you've been involved in.
You know, I've been doing a lot of committee testimonies on different bills supporting all naturopathic getting funding for them. You know, there's quite a movement in the country to return to good health, and that's what we put in our bodies. And you know, something as simple as exercise. And you know, it's fun to see that evolving into something that makes America our citizens more healthy. I've got a bill that for $10 million that will be split between the three courthouses. All of them were built in Curry, Coos, and Douglas counties, built in the 50s or 60s, and they need substantial work. The counties don't have the money. We're always looking out for public safety and our sheriff's departments. I testified yesterday on the county fairs bill, getting a little additional money out of the lottery system. So pretty excited about that, Kyle. Working on opposing the sanctuary city and state status, unacceptable. We want the federal government and the ICE people to come in and find the criminals and get them off our streets and back to public safety. What else? Voter proof of citizenship. You know, we're pushing as hard as we can on that. Our five hospitals in Coos Curry and Douglas County need support, deserve support, and that's part of the evolution as well of healthcare and just finding additional healthcare providers. And the state needs to step up there. And again, Oregon Health Authority has an astronomical budget. Some of that money needs to come back to the hospitals and not out of the general fund.
All right, a lot going on in Salem. We'll check in again soon with State Representative Court Boyce. Court, thanks for being on this morning.
Take care. All my best.
8:42 at the Morning Report.